Penguin Random House Audio presents The Hundred Year House by Rebecca Mackay. Read for you by Jen Tullock. Nothing of her was left except her shining loveliness. Ovid's Metamorphoses, the transformation of Daphne. Part 1, 1999. Chapter 1. For a ghost story, the tale of Violet Seville DeVore was vague and underwhelming. She had lived, she was unhappy, and she died by her own hand somewhere in that vast house. If the house hadn't been a mansion, if the death hadn't been a suicide, if Violet DeVore's dark, refined beauty hadn't smoldered down from that massive oil portrait, it wouldn't have been a ghost story at all. Beauty and wealth, it seems, get you as far in the afterlife as they do here on Earth. We can't all afford to be ghosts. In April, as they repainted the kitchen of the coach house, Zee told Doug more than she ever had about her years in the big house. How she'd spent her entire ignorant youth there without feeling haunted in the slightest. Until one summer, home from boarding school, when her mother had looked up from her shopping list to say, "You're pale. You're not depressed, are you? There's no reason to succumb to that. You know your great-grandmother killed herself in this house. I understand she was quite self-absorbed." After that, Zee would listen all night long, like the heroine of one of the gothic novels she loved, to the house creaking on its foundation, to the knocking she'd once been assured was tree branches hitting the windows. Doug said...